In his budget request for the current year, Florida Governor Charlie Crist has included funding for the purchase of environmentally sensitive lands called Florida Forever, but it's uncertain whether the state's legislature will resume funding the program. Democratic State Legislator Rick Kreisman, who represents parts of Pinellas County, says he hopes his colleagues will set aside money for maintenance of protected lands as well as purchase, but he's not sure the Republican-controlled legislature will do either.
Concerned about it. I mean, you know, I've talked about this for a long time, and it's all about priorities and it's all about long-term planning, and the legislature doesn't do either of those very well. And with a $3 billion budget deficit heading in, I think all of us ought to be concerned not only about funding for Florida Forever, but for a lot of other programs and opportunities with when it comes to renewables and alternative energy and funding for incentivizing those. And I'm very concerned about those issues.
Kreisman and other Florida Forever supporters gathered Saturday morning to explore Sacred Lands, a small privately owned property in St. Pete's Jungle Prada neighborhood on the shores of Boca Ciega Bay. It was one of eight simultaneous Take a Hike Florida events across the state, drawing attention to the need for land protection. The Sacred Lands property includes a mound created by Tocobaga Indians before the 16th century, and it's part of State Representative Janet Long's district.
I never knew that this was here, and it's a gem right in the middle of our very crowded and overpopulated county that's just so pristine and natural that it would just be a travesty if we didn't find a way to salvage it and keep it this way.
According to Representative Long, one way to keep privately owned natural areas like Sacred Lands in a pristine state is to use public funds through projects like Florida Forever to purchase and protect them.
Florida Forever funding is the last bastion of hope that we have in our state to provide some natural resources for the future generations that come behind us. And so from my perspective, it's a matter of priorities. And I'd like to surely see that there is some funding to make sure that areas like this are able to stay the way they are.
Last Thursday, the St. Petersburg City Council passed a resolution joining 100 other cities and four former governors to urge the legislature to continue Florida Forever funding. Councilmember Carl Nurse hopes the state will fund at least 10% of the amount Florida Forever got 2 years ago.
There's no state in the country that is under more pressure for development than Florida, even though we're in a lull right now. This is actually the time when it's the cheapest to buy lands that otherwise would be in danger of losing. And then I think the other thing that operates here is that these are often the lands that are our watersheds. And frankly, Florida is going to hit the wall on water before we hit the wall on energy. And so if we can preserve some of these lands, it greatly increases our ability to provide clean water for people. So it's a wise investment. It's just that obviously it's tough times.
State Senator Charlie Justice hopes to unseat U.S. Representative Bill Young in November. Justice urged the dozen or so people gathered at Sacred Lands to contact state legislators and fund Florida Forever.
The importance of preserving lands like this, especially in urban areas like Pinellas County, is so critical. It's critical because I have young children. I want them to be able to enjoy some of the nature that we have, that Rick and I grew up in West St. Pete. And it's so important in urban areas.
Eric Anderson is the president of the nonprofit that owns Sacred Lands and lives in the house his father built in the 1950s. Peacocks roam the trails and shell mounds on the property. But Anderson is concerned that the property could fall into the hands of developers unless there's a public source of funding to purchase and protect it.
Well, it's been a concern of my father and myself how to preserve this property. It's a very unique part of Florida that doesn't exist in many places. And even archaeologically, it's interesting. Horticulturally, it's interesting. Historically, it's interesting. Blah, blah, blah. I'm 64. So I don't know what's going to happen when I'm not here. It's a burden to pay the taxes and to take care of this property. It's a burden that we have trouble meeting.